You're in Duck's House, and we're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music. Starting it all out with Art Hickman's orchestra playing the Hesitating Blues. I'm Duck Landis, and you're in Duck's House.
Lord, I hate to see.
Well, what you hate to see?
That evening sun go down.
What in the world are you talking about, huh?
Lord, I hate to see.
Well, that's what you just said.
That evening sun go down.
All right, tell me why. Where is it? Just tell me.
All's my baby, Lord.
Your baby, what she does, huh?
He don't love me no how.
Man, I could have told you that 6 months ago.
A St. Louis man.
What about the man from St. Louis?
Oh, with a diamond ring.
You said a man wears diamonds?
Yellow and yellow dove. Dames that gal around by her apron string.
Oh, he don't beat these gals around.
Oh, he's an unloyal citizen, that's all. If it wasn't for powder.
Down again, what else?
And this snowball hat.
Oh, man, I hear you talking.
Oh, well, that gal of mine, she would not have gone so far from here.
Well, what's the matter with you now, boy?
I've got them St. Louis blues, Lord, as blue, honey, as I can be. I say that man had a heart like a rock and down in the sea.
How come you talk about a man like that, son? Just tell me.
Or else he wouldn't have cared. Heard the doggone far, far from me.
He'll probably bring her back in a couple of weeks.
I think so. Take it away, Leon. Take it away, boy. Oh, do it, Mr. Man. Do it. Killing me. Aha! Doggone it.
What's the matter, boy?
Doggone that a girl.
What's she going down to you now, Tom?
Man, she done left me F-L-A-T flat.
F-L-A-T, that's right.
But I don't care, though.
You don't care?
No, sir.
How come you don't care, Tom?
I don't like to just snowball blonde.
Well, on average, what kind of hat do you like?
Lord, man, I was afraid about black hair.
Tell me about that black hair.
Well, St. Louis blue, be on your way. All the black-headed woman make a freight train a jump the track.
You're right about that.
The black-headed woman make a freight train a jump the track.
Wasn't that long tall gal do, Tom?
That long, tall, tall gal make a full frog all the time. Hey.
That was Bob Wills' version of W.C. Handy's song, St. Louis Blues. Next, we're going to listen to Jim Henry, Duck Horn, She Brought My Breakfast.
Hey, she hung my breakfast on that green mill lane. Hey, I got a woman. She don't like this place. Hey, my woman, she moved to the Piney Wood. Hey, she brought my breakfast. She didn't know my name. There she hung my breakfast on a great mill lane.
Where'd you learn that,
Bob?
Where'd you learn that?
In the field.
Well, when do you sing it?
Song it in the field.
When you lost it?
Yes, sir.
Worked pretty hard, do you?
Yeah.
Well, what's your name?
Name Jim.
Jim Horn.
Jim Horn.
What's your nickname?
All the pieces in the world, I'd rather be a panel. I'd crawl upon some lonesome hill and cry for Susanna. Of all the pieces in the world, I'd rather be a panel. I'd crawl upon some lonesome hill and cry for Susanna.
Oh, we just heard John Goree sing Of All the Beasts. Next, we're going to hear Joe Green laughing.
Thank you.
We just heard Earl Fuller's famous jazz band play Coon Band Contest. Next, we're going to listen to Bing Crosby and Duke Ellington with their version of W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues.
Pulls that gal around, down by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't have gone so far. From here, I got this St. Louis blues. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far away from me. And I love my baby till the day I die.
Michigan water tastes like cherry wine, mean cherry wine. Oh, the Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. tastes like cherry wine. Bleed to my soul, my gal got a black cat's bones. Yes, black cat's bones. She go away, but she sure to come back home. Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. She looks like a frog, hops like a kangaroo. If you ain't got no hopper, let you be your hopper too. Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. Gal in Alabama, one in Spain, another in Mississippi, I'm scared to call her name. Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. Michigan water tastes like cherry.
That was Jelly Roll Morton playing Michigan Water Blues. Here's Cal Lucas, Left with the Blues.
Well, I've got the blues, and I want you to know why. Yes, I've got the blues, and I want you to know why. My man's gone and left me, I can hardly keep from crying. If anybody sees my baby, tell him to hurry home. If anybody sees my baby, tell him to hurry home. I had no real good loving since my man's been gone. Knocked upon my door. He said, baby, come talk to daddy. I've got something you ought to know. He said, I'm leaving. No, I won't be back till fall. And if I find some fine job, baby, no,
just one thing, can't understand. My four-legged woman likes a knock-kneed man. Mama, can I holler? Daddy, let me see him try. Now I'm going downtown, afraid the news. Six-feet women wearing broke and shoes. Mama, let me holler. Daddy, let me see him try. Like the working man. Mama, let me holler. Daddy wants to see him try. Now, don't see how your hungry women can sleep. Give me all day without a bite to eat. Mama, let me holler. Daddy wants to see him try. Now, I'm one for the powder.
Papa Charlie Jackson from 1925 with a song that he co-wrote with Lucille Bogan called Shave 'em Dry. You've been listening to Duck's House. We're going to play this set out with Al Jazbo Collins, Little Red Riding Hood.
Once upon a time in the land of Ubladee, there lived a fine chick named Red Riding Hood. One day Red's mother said, "Honey, your grandma is feeling the least. So I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay it on her." "Crazy," said Red. And taking the basket, she took off through the woods. Yeah, she'd gone but a short distance when the wolf appeared on the scene from behind the timber. "Baby," he said, "give me some skin." "Sorry, Daddy-O," said Red. "Some other time. Right now, I have to make it over to my grandma's place." "Mama, say no more," said the wolf. "I'm hip. Dig you later." So saying, he made it over to Grandma's post-haste, swallowed the old lady up, disguised himself in her nightclothes, and stashed himself between the lily whites. And pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood knocked. "Hit me again," said the wolf. "Who goes?" "It's me, Gram," said Red Riding Hood. "Mother heard you were sick, and she thought you might like to pick up on some ribs." "Wild," said the wolf, "fall in." Red Riding Hood entered and cased the joint and said, "Hey, what a crazy pad." "Sorry I didn't have time to straighten the joint up before you got here," said the wolf. "What's in the basket?" "Same old jazz," Red said. "Baby," said the wolf, "don't put it down." "I have to," said Red, "it's getting heavy." "Okay," said the wolf, "open the basket, I've got eyes." "I'm hip," said Red. "Grandma, what frantic eyes you have." "The better to dig you with, my dear," said the wolf. "And Grandma," said Red, "what a long nose you have." "Yeah," said the wolf, "it's a gasser." "And Grandma," said Red, "your ears are the most, to say the least." "I know my ears aren't the greatest," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "You know something," Red said, "I don't want to sound square, but you don't look like my grandma at all. You look like some other cat." "Baby," said the wolf, "you're flippin'. No, man, said Red, I just dug your nose again, and it's the most. I don't want to come right out and ask to see your card. But where's my grandma? Your grandma is gone, said the wolf. You're right, said Red, she is the swinginest, but where is she? She cut out, said the wolf. Don't hand me that jazz, said Red. Whereupon the wolf leapt out of bed and began chasing her about the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that day. But a passing hunter was hip, and he came on with an axe and dispatched the wolf forthwith. Dad, said Red gratefully, your timing was like the end, you know? And so it was.
Thanks for listening.